Yes, everybody's ready. Oh, good morning, everyone. It's good to see you all. And yeah, so just before we start, let's pray. Lord, I always want to thank you for being here, for us all being together. We pray for Deborah and Graham as they're not with us this morning. Would you be with them where they are, Lord? Lord, we have so much to thank you for, so many blessings. And I know Bruce will share more about that later on, but we are so blessed because of what you've done for us. So thank you, Lord. And we worship you this morning in spirit and in truth. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. So, we got a wonderful message this morning, chosen. Isn't that good to know? And we're going to start with, praise my soul, the King of heaven. To his feet thy tribute bring, ransomed, healed, restored, forgiven. Who like thee his praise should sing? Praise him, praise him, praise the everlasting King. Beautiful hymn, Here is Love. And it says, in thy truth thou dost direct me, by thy spirit, through thy word, and thy grace, my need is meeting, as I trust in thee, my Lord. Of thy fullness thou art pouring, thy great love and power on me, without measure, full and boundless, drawing out my heart to thee.
Come to our Lord in prayer. Let us pray. Sometimes, Lord, we say the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. We ask you, Lord, to fill us with real confidence that will help us as we seek to live good and helpful lives. Those who believe in you, Lord, know what it is to have the Spirit working in our lives, and we pray that we might be empty of self and full of the Spirit. We pray for those who do not know you, Lord, or accept you. May they come to know Jesus as their Saviour and realize that our God is true and is the God of three persons, Father, Son, and Spirit. And anyone who is shy or finds it difficult to stand up and be counted, if they put their trust in you, Jesus, they will receive the Spirit, who not only gives us gifts to use in the world, but also gives us a confidence that is available for all. We pray for all believers, that those who do not believe, and for those who do not believe, may we all, Lord, put our trust in you, who can and will do mighty work in us. We thank you, Lord, for the difference that you have made to our lives, and we really want to thank you. We want to please you. We want to serve you. And we pray, Lord, for people that we are concerned for today. We think of John and Margaret and their future. Lord, pray that you would undertake for them. When we think of Rita and of her surgery this week, be with her, Lord, and help her. We pray for Stuart. We ask that you would be with him, that you would be his constant companion. And Lord, we want to be able at all times to please you. So we ask, Lord, that you would give us the strength, the ability, and the gifts to serve you in the way that you would require from us. We lay ourselves before you. We offer our lives. We just want to be all that you want us to be, Lord. And we pray that you would help us, that we might do what pleases you, both in our own lives and in the lives of our family and friends. Lord, we all know people who do not know you, who do not believe in you, who do not serve you. And Lord, that's a wonderful area for us to work, a wonderful area for us to share the truth of the gospel. So Lord, give us enthusiasm, give us dedication, fill us with the Spirit that we might do a good work for you. We long to see your kingdom built up more and more. We long to see people giving their lives utterly and wholly to you. So, Lord, will you work in and through us? Will you cleanse us? Will you help us? Will you build us up in the faith? Will you, Lord, be all that we need to fulfill your will in our individual lives? So, Lord, have your way in us, and may we look back and see what wonders you have achieved. For you are a great and you are a wonderful God. Lord, may your name be praised. May you, Lord, be given all the help you need so that we can say, I have served the Lord. Lord, may that be so. In your name and for your sake. Amen.
I'd just like to add our friend John to the prayers. I received a text just as we were about to start saying, would we pray for him this morning? So, Lord, I thank you that that as brothers and sisters in you, we can come together and bring even those that other people don't know to you, because we are one family. So I lift John to you today and every day, Lord. You know the struggles he's going through. And I pray against enemy attack on his life as he goes forward with you. So thank you, Jesus. And may he right now know your presence with him and feel lifted and ready to go out in your name. Thank you, Jesus. In your precious name, Lord. Amen. Thank you. So as we're looking at this wonderful message of being chosen, we're going to sing, Father God, I wonder how I manage to exist without the knowledge of your parenthood and your loving care. But now I am your son. I am adopted in your family, and I can never be alone, because Father God, you're there beside me. Amen. We have a bit of competition this morning.
Over to Sarah for the reading today.
Hey, the reading this morning is from Ephesians chapter 1, verses 1 to 14. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, to the saints in Ephesus, the faithful in Jesus Christ. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. spiritual blessings in Christ. Praise be to God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. For he chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight. In love, he predestined us to be adopted to the sons through Jesus Christ, in accordance with his pleasure and will, to the praise of his glorious grace, which he has freely given us in the one he loves. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins in accordance with the riches of God's grace that he lavished on us, with all wisdom and understanding, and he made known to us the mystery of his will according to his good pleasure, which he purposed in Christ, to be put into effect when the time has reached their fulfillment, to bring all things in heaven and on earth together under the one head, even Christ. In him we were chosen, having predestined according to the plan of him who works out everything in the conformity with the purpose of his will, in order that we, who were the first to hope in Christ, might be the praise of his glory. And you also were included in Christ when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation. Having believed, you were marked in him with a seal, the promised Holy Spirit, who is a deposit guaranteeing his inheritance until the redemption of those who are God's possession to the praise of his glory.
I'm going to sing, "We are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation belonging to God."
Peace.
I wonder whether we rarely believe that we are a chosen people. And if so, what does it mean? Chosen for what? Well, now we're going to look at that and see what the scripture here in Ephesians says about our choice, the choice that God has made for us. We're going to split the thoughts into three. First, the blessings that we receive from God the Father. Then we will turn to the blessings we receive from God the Son, and then we will turn to the blessings we receive from God the Holy Spirit. So first, comes really from verse 4 of Ephesians 1, how wonderful God the Father has chosen us from the beginning. And this teaching is very clearly that our salvation is, of course, wholly of grace. Chosen. Saved by God our Father. Not only has He chosen us, he has, verse 5, adopted us. Verse 5 says, He predestined us for adoption. And here, I want to make it quite clear that many are confused about this word predestination, which simply means to ordain beforehand. In other words, you see, God has predestined our adoption. Adoption is the act of God by which He gives His born ones an adult standing in His family, a special place in God's family. Not only has He chosen and adopted us, He has also accepted us. Verse 6. You know, we cannot make ourselves acceptable to God, but He, by His grace, makes us accepted in Christ. And this is our eternal position, which, my friends, will never change. It remains the same. So there we are. He has chosen us, He's adopted us, and He's accepted us. Then we come to the blessings that we receive, verses 7 to 12, from God the Son. We should not think that each person of the Godhead works independently, because they are all worked together to make possible our salvation. But each person has a special ministry to perform. So, blessings from God the Son, yes. As we see, He works independently, and verse 7, not only has he blessed us with his love and his service, but he has redeemed us. To redeem means to purchase and to set us free by paying a price. And that's what Jesus did, isn't it, eh? Oh, didn't he pay a price? The price was his own blood. And this means that we are free from the law. We are free from slavery to sin, as well as free from the power of Satan and the world. We certainly have, at that rate, been redeemed, haven't we? Isn't that wonderful? And then, next, B, verse 7, again, he has forgiven us. You see, Jesus died to carry away our sins so that they may never again be seen. Yes, true forgiveness from Jesus. Our sins gone and forgotten forever. Next, verses 8 to 10. He has revealed to us God's will. How important that is. God's Son has revealed his Father's will to us. We believers are part of God's, if you like, inner circle. We are able to share in the secret that God will one day unite everything in Christ. So since sin came into the world, things seem to probably be falling apart. But when Jesus went to that cross, then there was no longer a Jew or Gentile, because here we are within God's will, and that is to unite all believers and already we are part of that great and wonderful program. That is God's will, that all people should be one. And then next one, verses 11 to 12. He has made us an inheritance. Jesus as an inheritance himself, and so do we. God the Son is the Father's love gift to us. You think of that? Yeah? God the Son is the Father's love gift to us. We are joint heirs with Christ. So let us be clear. We've spoken about here refers to the body of Christ. You know what that is? In simple terms, of course, it is the church. And it's not a building. It's not a building, but the family of believers. That is what makes up the church, not a building. We might see churches and think, oh yeah, that's it. No, within that church, there is a body of believers, and that is what it is. It is us who, in other words, share this wonderful inheritance. We have inherited our wonderful Saviour and all that is available through him. It is us who share such a wonderful inheritance. And next, it's blessings from God, the Holy Spirit. Verses 13 and 14. Here we have a reminder of some of the blessings that we receive. For instance, we are told that we are sealed with the promise of the Holy Spirit. In other words, the Holy Spirit not only dwells in us, but is also the guarantee of all that we are to inherit. The seal of the Spirit is not some second blessing. This sealing also implies ownership. God has put His seal on us because He has purchased us to be His own. It also means security and protection. Again, another use for the seal is a mark of authenticity. Just as a signature on a letter attests to the genuineness of the document, so the presence of the Spirit proves the believer is genuine. In other words, if we have the Spirit, that proves that we are genuine. We are genuine followers of our Lord Jesus Christ. It is not simply our lip profession or any religious activity or good work, but, my friends, it is the witness of the Spirit that makes our profession authentic. That's how people will know we truly are Christians. You know, we have much more to experience of the work of the Holy Spirit in our lives. There is always more spiritual wealth to claim from the Lord as we walk with Him. You know, the Bible, the Bible is our guidebook. The Holy Spirit is our teacher. And as we search the Word of God, we discover more of the riches that we have in Jesus Christ. And you know, all these riches were planned by the Father, purchased by the Son, and presented by the Spirit. So, by faith, we can claim God's promises and draw on the limitless wealth to meet every need that we might ever have. Isn't it wonderful? All those blessings from God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. My friends, never doubt that we are a chosen people, because we are. Praise God. Amen.
We're going to sing, "There is a Redeemer." Jesus, God's own Son, precious Lamb of God, Messiah, Holy One. Thank you, O my Father, for giving us your Son and leaving your Spirit till the work on earth is done. Amen. So we're going to sing, Jesus is King, and I will extol him, give him the glory and honor his name. He reigns on high, enthroned in the heavens, word of the Father, exalted for us.
He reigns on high.
Let us gather together as normal. Can I also remind you that it's today that we collect the gifts for the... So if anyone's forgotten, they can see you and bring them.
Bring them. I'll keep them under check on one of them.
Good. Thank you. Right. May the
grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen. Hallelujah. Whoa, it's a bit more than a wolf, isn't it? It's quite eerie. It sounds like a werewolf.